Hi, my dear friends. You are listening to Kuku Radio, and this is Yuki here for you today. 欢迎收听本期的可可电台，我是 Yuki. In our today's program, we are going to talk about confidence. Confidence. 今天呢，想要跟大家一起来分享到的一个小话题就是自信的法则，也就是大家应该怎么样来克服不自信呢？Are you confident? Yes or no? 你是一个自信的人吗？如果说你不自信的话呢，那么应该怎么样来克服不自信呢？今天想要跟大家一起来分享到的第一个克服不自信的小方法，第一则， Remember what you've already accomplished. Remember what you've already accomplished.回忆那些你已经做到的事情，你已经成功了，已经完成的很好的事情，拿出来想一下。You've managed to achieve lots of amazing things already. 你也许已经做到了很多很了不起的事情。Perhaps you've made direct progress towards your goal. You've lost 10 pounds.So you know you can go on and lose another 10.
也许呢，你已经朝着你的目标迈进了，比如说你已经减掉了十磅，所以呢，你能继续的再减掉十磅。
Even if your goal is brand new, you can draw on past accomplishments.
即使你的目标呢是全新不同的话呢，你也可以引用过去的一些成就来鼓励一下你自己。
Maybe you are overwhelmed by everything you need to learn in order to get your graduate degree.
也许呢，你正被研究生的学历弄得焦头烂额。
But you can remember how your hard work paid off when you were an undergraduate or a high school student.
但是呢，你可以想想你在本科时的努力获得过的一些回报。或者呢，在高中时期的一些事情都可以回想一下哦。所以呢，大家可以做一下这样的一些事情，行动起来。
Do it. Write down three things that you've accomplished. It doesn't matter how big or small they are.
写下三件你已经完成过的事情，这样的一些事情呢，或大或小，但是呢，这都不重要。重要的是你要把它写下来。
Okay, that's all about our today's Kuku Radio. Today we talk about confidence.
今天跟大家想聊的小话题就是克服不自信的第一个小 tips. 回忆那些你已经做到的事情。所以呢，不要忘了写下三件你已经完成过的事情。所以呢，如果说你想要跟我一起来分享一下你之前完成过的事情的话呢，不要忘了可以在节目的下方给我留言哦。
Okay, thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye bye.